The United States has voted with other members of the United Nations Security Council to extend for 2 weeks the UN peacekeeping mandate in Bosnia. The Bush administration had threatened to veto the extension because the other council members would not agree to U.S. demands concerning the new International Criminal Court, which is being set up at The Hague. Washington wants U.S. peacekeepers exempt from the court's jurisdiction. It fears the court, which is supposed to prosecute war crimes and genocide, could be used to pursue politically motivated charges against Americans. NPR's Vicki O'Hara is in New York. Vicki, good morning.
Good morning.
There already had been one extension in the Bosnian mandate, and the U.S. had insisted it would not agree to any more. So what changed?
Over the past 4 days, both sides in this dispute were engaged in, I guess what you could call, really high-stakes diplomatic brinksmanship. The United States kept saying that the rest of the international community didn't appreciate the seriousness of American resolve to protect its nationals from the new court, and European diplomats kept saying that Washington underestimated the international commitment to the court, which had begun work only on Monday. And by yesterday, late afternoon, both sides were looking at a midnight deadline for reaching a compromise. Otherwise, the Bosnia peacekeeping mission would have to be dismantled, and everyone found that unacceptable.
Well, the dispute threatens not only the Bosnian mission. Isn't the U.S. threatening to veto extensions of other U.N. peacekeeping operations?
Yes, it is. It had talked about vetoing one by one as they come up for renewal, which is a very serious situation. Several other U.N. peacekeeping missions do come up for renewal at the end of this month, including the very important security operation in Lebanon. So everyone was under tremendous pressure to find a way out of the impasse, but especially the United States, which stood almost alone on the Security Council where this issue was concerned. One of the few countries on the Council that reportedly sided with the U.S., at least as of yesterday, was China, which at the United Nations is a pretty unlikely U.S. ally. And then yesterday, U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan increased the pressure. He sent a letter to U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell, and in it, Kofi Annan warned the U.S. that the dispute jeopardized the entire peacekeeping role of the United Nations. And the Secretary General also got to the heart of the issue when he said that no member of a U.N. peacekeeping mission has ever been accused of a war crime.
So Annan doesn't accept the U.S. argument that the International Court could be used for frivolous or wrongful prosecutions of Americans.
Apparently not. In the letter, the Secretary General went on to say that the issue that the United States is raising in the Security Council is, as he put it, highly improbable. That's what the Europeans, who are proponents of the International Court, have been arguing all along. They say there are safeguards in the court system that even the British, who, like the United States, frequently contribute troops to peacekeeping missions, find acceptable.
Is the UN's mission in Bosnia likely to continue?
Well, at least until July 15th, which is the new deadline. That gives everybody a little bit of breathing room, including the European Union. The EU was scheduled to take over the Bosnia peacekeeping mission from the United Nations at the end of the year. And yesterday, as the threat of the mission being dissolved became very real, the EU said it would take over ahead of time if necessary to keep the peacekeeping mission in place, but it would have been difficult.
What are the chances of some sort of compromise?
Hard to say. The U.S. has two compromise proposals on the table, which would basically give a one-year exemption for U.S. peacekeepers that could be automatically renewed each year. The Europeans and others on the Council have said no, but as the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., John Negroponte, said last night, the others have not slammed the door on our proposals.
And if there's no compromise?
Well, the rest of the international community is going to be extremely upset with the United States, and the United Nations is going to face a very big impediment to its peacekeeping operations.
NPR's Vicki O'Hara in New York.